This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're diving deep into Demon Slayer Season 3, Episode 9, titled Mist Hashira Muichiro Tokito. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always is my co-host and kin, the baby brother Brennan. We are not joined by the oldest brother Colton this week. He's been gone a lot lately. That's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But Brennan, what's going on with you?
Not a big week anime watching wise. I watched Demon Slayer about an hour ago at the gym, watched about 10 minutes on the Stairmaster, and then finished her off in the sauna, just because I hadn't hit the gym.
Those phones overheat in that place.
Usually it takes about 20, I think, but that's why I wanted to watch half on the stairs, get a little cardio in, and then switched over. And then I don't think I watched anything else. I watched Mashley, actually, and then I watched last night, me and Darby watched
Hell's Paradise.
I haven't watched Hell's Paradise. We'll probably watch that tonight, is usually what we've been doing.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I'm sure it is. But then last night we watched The Secret World of Arrietty. It's a Ghibli movie. It was pretty good. I think we've seen it whenever we were younger. We just didn't really think much about it. Maybe on just like, I don't know, on TV passing. But it's semi-new. It's like, I think it was like in 2008. So it's not like that. Not like old.
Shit, I don't think I would have seen it then.
It's about, I think Colton's girls would really like it. Yours may, she's probably close to old enough to like it, but it's basically about these little, they're little people. They're called borrowers, but they're really just some thieves. And they just like, they live under the house and they like take like a cube of sugar and shit and it lasts them like a year.
It sounds familiar. There's like a Tim Burton, I think like, there's a lot of movies with like that as the story.
Yeah, it's like a girl and, like, she finds a needle and it's like her sword.
Yeah. I think I have seen that actually.
Yeah, I remember we saw it, like I don't think we knew what we were watching, but
we didn't know it was Ghibli. We just thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. But it's worth going back. It's one of the better ones actually.
Shoot, I've been watching, trying to catch up on all the Marvel stuff because I've been so far behind. My wife's been out of town, so in the evenings I've been running through those movies. So tonight I'm watching Wakanda Forever, but last night I watched Thor Love and Thunder, and the night before that I watched Ant-Man Quantumania. Have you seen either of those?
No, I Marvel ended at Endgame for me. Ended with Thanos. I watched a bunch of the Disney Plus movies, and I've seen, I guess, like, right when it ended, like, I watched, like, the first stuff that was coming out, you know, Doctor Strange, a bunch of the Disney Plus shows, but I just got burnt out. I just got Marvel fatigue, basically. You know, I didn't want to, I don't know, I just felt
it's
like...
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, and, like, the characters, like, I feel like the arc ended, you know, like, Tony passed, Cap... you know, went back to his time and locked down a babe. I just feel like it kind of ended, you know, like, it's just in its
it
board.
It did kind of feel like, they sunsetted a lot of those actors.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. It's in the Boruto arc right now. Like, they're just trying to keep this shit alive. And I just, I'll probably do it eventually. I've just been too burnt out right now to even, kind of the same way with a lot of the newer Star Wars shit. Like, I'm just burnt out. Like, they're giving too much. It was only meant to be three movies every, like, 30 years.
Well, when there's money to be made, people will make money.
Yeah. Can't blame them for that.
The Marvel stuff, like, I haven't watched a Marvel movie in so long. Like, I saw the Doctor Strange in, like, Multiverse of Madness as well in theaters. And that one I definitely could tell I needed to watch like WandaVision and some other stuff. But for the most part, you can just kind of pick up a movie and kind of understand what's going on if you've seen the basics. Like if you've seen the Thors,
not
the
anymore.
Iron Man.
Yeah, with those ones, but like any of the new stuff, like they're expecting you to watch this Disney Plus shit. Which,
I mean, you know,
the thing with me
is
I watched a bunch of the Disney Plus stuff, so that's why I guess I was good on the movies for the most part.
What's weird, what's annoying is I'm wanting to catch up on all the new Spider-Man because I haven't seen any of them except for the first one that Tom Holland is in, Homecoming.
Shit,
I haven't seen the two after that.
They have them
on. And they're
not
on Disney Plus.
Somebody got the rights to them. They have all of them. I think they're either on Disney Plus now, like all of them. Like Sony gave, like even Toby and
they're not
Andrew. Check. I'm pretty sure they did. Or it's.
I checked last night. They have The Amazing Spider-Man. And then they have Homecoming, and then a couple cartoons. Those are the only Spider-Mans that they have on Disney Plus.
I think you can watch Far From Home somewhere. Just rent it. Who cares?
I'm about to watch Venom or Wakanda Forever tonight.
Yeah, the Spider-Mans
are a must.
I'm going to
do Wakanda Forever.
You've seen The Amazing Spider-Man, though, haven't you?
No, I haven't seen that one either.
Shit, that's one of my favorite ones.
Is that the Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, the second one is kind of a jumbled mess, but. The first one's good origin story, you know. Yeah, it's we all know the origin
I did see
story,
the first
but they
one.
Did good. Yeah, watch The Amazing Spider-Man. It's a good one. I like it.
He's kind of a punk, though, when he beats up that guy, that bully. But...
He doesn't beat him up. He just dunks on his ass.
Yeah, I freaking in the most humiliating way possible, but with great power comes great responsibility, as Uncle Ben always says.
Yeah. Not verbatim in that movie, but essentially he says that.
I don't even think there was an Uncle Ben in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it is. It's freaking one of the. It's the Sheen. Charlie Sheen's dad. Martin Sheen.
No, that's the one. No, it's not. You're thinking of the Tobey Maguire Uncle Ben.
No, that's just some old dude. I'm telling you, it's Martin Sheen in Garfield's version. Trust me. There's one thing I know, it's Spider-Man.
Shit, we're going to have to fact check that.
You don't have to. You don't have to. I'll put my life on it, that Martin Sheen.
Are you sure? Because are you remembering who Aunt May is in Andrew Garfield's?
Yeah, she's like a black-haired actor. They're younger. They're younger than the ones that were like on their deathbed. Like the old Irish lady was Tobey Maguire's. Remember she was like praying the rosary when the goblin burst through her door on his glider. Yeah, the one who's married to Martin Sheen, she's got black hair. They're younger. And then Tom Holland's is, like, really young. It's Marissa Tomei. She's, like, 40. Well, she's probably 50
That's,
in her life, but she
shit,
looks 40.
I'm mixing up Tom Holland's. That's what it is. You're right.
Yeah, he doesn't have...
Wrong.
Ben's already dead for Tom Holland. Like, he never is there.
Yeah.
She's his Got Uncle it. Ben, technically.
Anyways, well, as far as anime, I pretty much watched the same stuff as you. Mash Lee, Demon Slayer, which we're about to talk about right now. If this is your first time tuning in, hopefully you've been listening to all these Demon Slayer episodes, but we have covered all 9 from season 3, and then we even covered all the episodes from season 2 as well, from the Entertainment District arc, and even did a full movie review of the Mugen Train. So go back and listen to all of those, and count on us also doing episode 10 and 11 of this season, and all seasons forward for Demon Slayer. Be sure to tell everybody you know that watches or reads the manga to tune into this podcast. Helps us grow our following. Our goal, obviously, is to become the number one anime podcast in the world. But we can only do that with Apple Podcasts and Spotify reviews. It kind of sucks that that's the way it is, but that's how you climb the charts, is you got to have those reviews. So if you haven't already given us a 5-star review, please go and do that. It helps tremendously, especially to reach you casual anime fanatics just like ourselves. Anime news. So Colton usually does this segment, but I got some news. So this is the Jordo edition of anime news, and really I just got some release dates for some anime that I've got my eye on. Mushoku Tensei. Brendan, did you ever watch season 1?
Nope, never did. Probably won't.
You should watch it before July 2nd, because that is when season 2 comes out.
That's the one with the rat guy, the gray rat.
Rudeus Gray Rat.
Before July?
You should start it. Just watch the first episode. Watch it in English. you'll be like, damn, this is pretty good. I mean, you'll like it,
English,
I promise.
I may have time, but maybe once Demon Slayer and what's the other one? The ninja one, Gabimaru, is over. I'll have some slots.
Hell's Paradise.
Open. Yeah, Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, definitely. So Mushoku Tensei Season 2, July 2nd. And then on July 6th, right after Independence Day, 2 days after Independence Day, we got Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. So definitely mark your calendars for that. Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War Part 2. I didn't even watch the Blood War Part 1, but on July 8th, that comes out. Did you ever watch Kengan Ashura, the fighting anime on Netflix?
No, that's not the one with like the Roman Colosseum guys, is it? That was something else.
No, it's the one that's like pretty much all CGI.
So was that Roman Colosseum one, I thought. You know what I'm talking about? Like the gladiators?
I know which one you're talking about. I
thought that one was like all CGI too.
Kengan Ashura is the one.
I know the name. I just can't think. I know the name. I remember when you were watching. I just can't remember. Like, I don't know what. Like, I can't think of like the main character. I don't know if I've ever seen it. I just know the name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either, but I liked it, and I have been waiting so long, I feel like, because it was one of the first anime I watched. So it was like 4 years ago I watched this anime, and finally, Season 2 comes out this September. No official date, but September of 2023, Kengan Ashura Season 2, and I know it's one of those anime that, because it's on Netflix, and it's a Netflix original, a lot of people have seen this thing, so that's a big one. We may have to talk about in general what we thought of it. Spy Family Season 2 comes out October. That's another one, Brendan, you need to watch. And then best for last, the ultimate anime comes out in October of 23. Brendan, you want to take a guess at what it is?
The ultimate anime?
The ultimate anime for coverage on that anime podcast.
The Shield Hero, The Rising.
The Rising of the Shield Hero Season 3 comes back October of 2023. And you don't even have to ask if we'll be doing coverage. We are basically prisoners to that anime at this point. We will absolutely be doing coverage. Whether it sucks
like,
or it's fantastic, we'll do it.
It's the equivalent to the captain going down with the ship, basically.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we can't get off.
We were Rising of the Shield Hero so freaking hard after Season 1, and then Season 2 was just kind of blah.
You and Colton were... Because I hadn't watched it, but you watched it, and Colton watched it, and you were like... You're like, yeah, we should do a companion podcast of this. It's gonna be big. And I was like, shit, sounds pretty cool. I guess I'll watch it. And then we did it. It's a good anime, but yeah, it's not like, it's definitely not
B tier.
Yeah, at its high point. At its high points, I don't want to say that. It's had some episodes that are freaking good, but its lows are pretty low.
Its lows are low.
Hella low. Ups and downs. And the lows are long. The valleys of the lows, it's not up and down. It's just like, it goes low and it trends that way for a while before it goes
back
up.
But you know what? A lot of our growth on our podcast is credited to the Rising of the Shield Hero, because its lows are so low, nobody else does coverage or provides coverage on this anime. So you will only find it here on that anime podcast.
Oh yeah, and we give, it's our honest opinions. Like, while we're doing the companion podcast, we're just straight up be like, yeah, this shit's starting to drag a little bit.
This is ass, yeah. We'll say it. We'll say it's ass, or if it's good.
Naofumi the goat.
Naofumi and Raftalia are really the only two that are worth a damn in the party, but...
It's still got potential. It's got potential.
It has
we'll see
potential.
Where it goes.
It's an isekai, so it's got potential. I saw somewhere that, I know Colton mentioned it, I don't have it as official news, but I know that ReZero is going to be continuing. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but that's another one I'm really looking forward to. But let's go ahead and talk about Demon Slayer. This was episode 9 of the 11 episode season. And the episode was titled Mist Hashira Muichiro Tokito. So the episode starts off with our boy Haganezuka, the swordsmith of the year. You can't call them blacksmiths, they're swordsmiths. because I guess blacksmiths make anything out of iron. Swordsmiths just make swords. Starts off with Hog and Ezuko still in the zone, sharpening the hell out of that blade that they found in Yorichi Type Zero. And them starting off the episode with him and then literally never going back to him again.
They didn't cut back to him one more time. Like,
it cut back to him after the fight.
Yeah,
once,
that's what I thought. They like talked about him because he still ignored the guy who made Muichiro's sword because he tried to get him to help. But yeah, they didn't really focus on him too much, beginning and end.
So they're really highlighting this sword. It has to come into play this season, right?
That's what I'm thinking, but my boy's fucking foot is non-existent, so I don't know how he's going to be able to use that thing.
Dude, and he was still running 4.6 speed, at least,
I mean,
after his foot got annihilated.
I didn't know if he was, like, one-hopping it, but it's like, he didn't break an ankle. Yeah, he didn't break his ankle. Like, he doesn't.
He got rat trapped.
The digits in his foot are crushed. Like his
and his ankle. His ankle got fucking twisted.
Yeah, like his shit. Like, I mean, I guess he can stand on it because that shit had got no feeling in it. But he's messed up right now. Like, so yeah, I don't know how good he's gonna be with that sword unless he gets. I don't know how he recovers from it, but probably some, you know, Kami Kagura type shit.
I went back and watched the ankle break / toe smash. 3 times, and it happens so fast, and everything gets twisted that I think that they're just trying to translate like his foot is annihilated. Like they weren't trying to say his foot's okay. It's a twisted ankle. They're saying his foot just got fucking wrecked. It's smashed.
Yeah, like realistically, like I don't think if that happened to you in real life, like I don't think you get. Like I think you lose the foot.
Yeah, you're gone. Your foot's dead.
It kind of looked like, you know, those...
You can't run either. You can't limp.
Oh, hell no.
You can't even... I mean...
Not a real human,
dude,
but...
Dude, you're out.
It kind of looked like... You ever seen those cultures that do, like, foot wrapping? They, like, wrap their feet, and then they, like, get real narrow and all weird looking? That's what it looked like. Well, it's like some... I don't know why they do it, but it's
why
like...
Why the hell would you do that?
I don't know. Same reason the people, like, wear the neck rings or, like, make their necks long. Just, like, a cultural thing, but, like... I think it's like an Asian culture. They like wrap their feet really tight and then they get real narrow and tiny. But yeah, they like their foot is like deformed, but that's what it reminded me of like whenever it got crushed.
Golly. Yeah, it was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, it was. I was like, dang, I was kind of disappointed that they did that because there's a lot left to go in the fight, you know? And it's not to say Tanjiro will be out of it because he is the main character, but it's like, damn, it's gonna be hard to believe that man's moving around. Gonna be able to keep up with number 4 with no foot.
Yeah. I was shocked too. And yeah, because you just can't have Tanjiro in any fight without devastating damage to his body. Like when he fought Gyotaro and Warapime, he had his 2 fingers bent backwards and he got stabbed a couple times.
Yeah, the 2 fingers, see, that one's okay. Poison. Like you can just tape that thing and it's like, whatever, you know, just like staple your hand to the sword, just like as long as you can
but
hold
didn't
it.
He get but, stabbed he got stabbed in the arm or something too, like
yeah he did, but he could do like the breathing. Like this is the first thing, it's like there's not really a good excuse besides that his pain tolerance is god level.
Just put all your weight on your heel, he'll be good.
That's what he's gonna have to do. I mean, I'm sure he'll just bounce around, like I said, he'll Hinokami Kagura and fly around and then like land on one foot and like wait. Or maybe I don't know. Kanroji may be able to do some work. She's probably going to do a lot of it by herself, but I feel like he ain't just going to chill and watch.
This is what's like crazy to me, though. I know it's fiction, but if you're in a fight to the death with anybody, and it's pretty neck and neck, if the person you're fighting no longer has use of their foot, it's in the bag. Like, all of their speed and their agility and ability to dodge, it's gone now. Or it's a fraction of what it was.
I mean,
so it's
Kanroji's
just like so
there.
Unrealistic.
The
yeah,
realistic thing
Kanroji's
would
there.
Be for Genya and or Nezuko to get him the hell out of there. Probably Genya, because I feel like Nezuko is probably a better ally to have. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
But you know he's going to stick around like and try to get involved.
Yeah. We'll get back to the Tanjiro and Hontenku fight. Well, let's talk about Tokito versus upper rank 5 Yoko first. Now, were you shocked, or did you think it was okay? Excuse me. Excuse me. It's allergy season. With how quickly Tokito offed this dude.
Yeah, I guess like in the sense of I think we all kind of thought they would make it to the end, like they'd drag it out. Bless you. But as the
thank you.
As the fight progressed and the episode was moving, I kind of came to the conclusion like he needs to beat him this episode. Like the way these are moving, the way he's in the zone, it wouldn't make sense. Like if he's good enough to beat him, he should just beat him. Especially since they've presented him as like a no nonsense, you know, kind of guy. Like if he can kill him, then he was just, like, his personality is just going to do it. So I think for the story and for how it was moving, like, he had to die this episode. And if you really think about it, this dude's been around for, like, 4 or 5 episodes, so it's not like they just killed him off. Like, we got to know him a little bit, saw his sadistic side, so I think it was a good move to kill him. Now we can get Kanroji's backstory next week and finish it off the week after that.
Yeah,
with the wood dragon guy.
I'm glad that you feel that way, because it's like this is a Hashira, which is like the top of the line of what the Demon Slayer Corps possess, and this is an upper rank 4. So if they don't win this pretty easily with just one guy, then they have no freaking chance of killing Muzan in the upper rank 3, 2, and 1. You know what I mean? So like.
Yeah.
When you look at it from that standpoint, it's like, yeah, this guy is a prodigy. He's the evil twin. He's
the good twin.
He's young. He's younger than, yeah, he's the good twin, but.
How old is he supposed to be?
He's younger than Tanjiro.
Was he like 14, 15?
Tanjiro, I think, is like 17, so he's probably, yeah, like 15 years old.
Yeah, I mean, that guy said he ain't been alive for barely a decade, which I was like, I guess if he's 15, like, he's closer to 10 years than 20, or about, I guess, dead in between, so. But, yeah, I don't know if I like that he's that young. They should have just made him Tanjiro's age.
Tanjiro.
They always have to go. It's like, Tanjiro's already pretty freaking young, but to go even younger and to make it that level, it always makes you think, like, how the hell is Tanjiro ever going to get that strong? Like, how could he ever surpass him? I guess that guy started training younger because his family. Tanjiro didn't have the benefit of his family getting slaughtered when he was like 9.
He needs more.
He had to wait till
he needs
like,
more hatred.
Yeah. Well, if his family would have got killed about 5, 6 years sooner, he maybe would be a Hashira. He just needed that catalyst.
Muichiro got his early. Funny is, yeah, Muichiro even talked about, like, before he chopped off the head, he was like, remember the boiling rage. He had to think back to the day he was holding his brother's hand.
Well, his body remembered it all those years.
Yeah.
So he just walked around pissed off, but he didn't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of... It is messed up how they talked about how the maggots ate his brother and they started to eat him. But I really liked the fight. I was super satisfied that they just showed us the power of a Hashira. You know, he had the marks on his face, and I'm looking at the manga right now. In the anime, he just had one on each cheek, right?
Yeah, that's what it was like. They're like identical. He's a two-liner from Mashley, basically.
Yeah. So in the manga, he actually has two, the ones on the cheek, and then he's got two coming up from the chin, and then one coming up across the left side of his forehead, like Tanjiro. So I wonder why.
I don't think he had that. Anime, now I'm like trying to think, like, did I just not pay attention to good enough? But
I know, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm also looking at...
When they showed them disappear, like the scars retract, they only focus on the two cheeks, too. Like, whenever they showed them, like, go away after. So that's, like, why I'm thinking, but maybe, like, during a fight scene, you could see them both, and blood splatter made me not realize it or something.
Well, this is different, too. So, I don't remember exactly what Hibiyoshiki, the master, said to him, but this is what the manga says that he said to him. Just like Master said, if you recover your confidence, you can dig in with both feet and use your full strength. If you know who you are, then no demon can run when you bring down a blade that knows no hesitation or confusion. That is definitely not what the anime said.
Yeah, I don't think I said that verbatim, but what he said about the 2 feet, Muichiro said that, like, he said that the master told me this, and then it did cut to the master, who, like, it actually showed the flashback of him telling. So it was pretty close to that, though, like, the 2 feet in the ground and his descending blade.
Yeah.
But Muichiro was telling us that the master told him that, but then there was also the scene where he was literally right in front of the master. But yeah, it wasn't definitely not that verbatim, but it felt the same to me. Someone who watched it, like, I got the point.
Yeah.
And that's just always, maybe that's how it always goes with translation sometimes.
Anything else notable about this? Oh, we got to talk about Gyoko's form. He's just basically a serpent. He ditches the vase at the end after.
He just made all his little arms like two regular arms and got scaly. It's kind of weird. I mean, it's not weird because fish are foul and they stink like shit, but it's just like like one of the main villains' powers is like send a bunch of anchovies at your ass.
Speaking of anchovies and nasty ass fish stuff, one of my buddies is his family owns an apple orchard, like a farm, and he was telling me about how they keep
use the dead, like, fish.
That's how they keep things from using pesticides. So when you buy like an organic apple and you didn't want pesticides used on to keep the bugs off it, every like other day, basically they drive a truck through and they just spray nasty fish guts and like stinky ass fish piss all over those trees.
He said
it's much more
trees?
Disgusting. Huh. Yeah. They spray down the whole freaking tree and fish stank.
I thought it like helped them grow and shit or something. Like,
no,
like
it just keeps the bugs. No, it keeps the bugs off of them is what it does. Yeah,
that's why you got to wash your apples, people.
Yeah, make sure you wash that shit. But he said it's, like, disgusting, but they got to do it. Otherwise, bugs will just tear into those things.
Better than the chemicals, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Fisher, I'm glad to see those CGI fish gone. They just look weird in the show.
Yeah, overall, this Gyoko as an upper rank...
He sucked ass.
Like, I hated him.
He was very generic, just the generic artist, like, with the weird voice. Like, he felt like many other anime villains. Like, we've had such good ones with the other ones we've seen so far. Like, Akaza's got, like, character arc. Even Warp Hime and Gyotaro, just like their sibling bond, kind of. They just felt like better moons.
Every demon we've killed, every demon Tanjiro's killed, we've gotten a little backstory, like the... Like something.
At least
like
the,
this guy just nothing.
The anger demon guy is pretty cool though, just like how like the main body is like scared and then he's got his other emotions, so I think that's why this one's like a weaker one, because he's like not the feature demon, even though there's two this time. Like, Hontengu's gonna be the feature demon, I think.
Yeah, we'll definitely get a backstory out of his ass. So the fight he decapitates the demon, and every time a demon gets decapitated, they're like, whoa, why am I flying upside down? What's going on? And then they realize they lost. It looks like his head is like growing a body, so Tokito is like, screw this. He slices him into thousands of little bits,
yeah,
and he dissolves right away after that.
You know, because a lot of the upper ranks can... Beheading's not the end-all be-all, so I was wondering for him. So yeah, it does look like if you leave him there long enough, he could regrow.
He could have.
I thought he was going to let him for a second. I was like, come on, man. Like, the dude's just like...
I know, just kill
obviously cut through the eye. Like, you can just tell that thing's important.
I know. But then right whenever he beats him, he lets down the him being in the zone. The marks on his face disappear. And he feels like shit, but he's in denial about it, starts foaming at the mouth, and basically passes out. And this is when he has the flashbacks of Rengoku, because we find out that Kotetsu was actually saved by the hilt that Tanjiro gave him and told him to put on his new sword, which was just freaking an incredible tie-in. Like, anytime you can bring back a tie-in of a dead character and make
they
it
always
important
bring
to, like...
Anytime any Hashira fights a demon, like, his ghost, his ghost always appears somehow.
Mr. Rengoku, man. He's
even
pivotal to the show.
Freaking the Wind Hashira saw him. He was like, how would you do this? He, like, thought of him. So He may be gone, but his presence lives on.
Yeah.
And that hilt's definitely going on the sword when Hagen Ezeka finishes it.
Oh, yeah.
So all the pieces are there.
Just amazing.
I have that hilt.
Yeah, you do.
I have the full sword.
You should cosplay as Rengoku to SoonerCon.
Shit, with the hair, makes it damn near impossible.
I'm trying to get our friend Cole to go as Krillin.
This should be tight.
He'd be a fucking like incredible cosplayed Krillin. Like people would be like, "Holy shit!" Everybody would want pictures with him because he's fucking jacked,
yeah,
and
he's.
He's like 5'6", maybe 5'6".
Yeah, shorter, but yeah, freaking ripped.
Freaking ripped. Yeah, I mean, he would be the perfect cosplay Krillin. But he's for sure going, but I'm trying to talk him into the cosplay.
All he needs is just like some orange sweats, orange shirt, we'll cut it to size, some blue wristbands.
Oh, I'm getting, if he agrees to do it, I will buy him the real, like, Krillin, like, cosplay, like, the real gi. I'll do the face paint on the forehead.
Oh,
the
yeah,
six
you
dots.
Gotta have the six dots. Like, that's how they know who the hell he is. That's the monk dots.
Get some tape, cover up his nose to make him look like he's got no nose.
I don't know about that.
Turtle shell backpack, the works. Anyways, all right, so let's talk about Tanjiro, Nezuko, and Genya versus upper rank 4 demon Hontengu. So this fight was... Now that this demon's in this, like, supreme form, he really isn't fighting at this point. He's just banging his little drums behind him, and he's sending the dragons at Tanjiro. And we already kind of talked about it, but Tanjiro gets his foot mousetrapped.
He also had his eardrums fucking burst.
Yes, that too, which so... in a fight...
Well, it doesn't matter in anything.
Hurt.
Like, one, you have 1 foot. Two, his equilibrium. Like, even if you don't burst your eardrums, your equilibrium is gone. So, like, even if his foot was working, I don't know with busted eardrums if he could run. At least not initially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your ears, like, messes.
They're very crucial to your.
You know, look at what happened
nausea.
To Rock Lee during the tuning exams when that dude blasted his ears.
Which dude?
The dude from the Sound Ninja. Whenever Sasuke like awakened his curse mark, first Rock Lee was fighting him, and he got hit in the ears by that one Sound Ninja, and it effed up his equilibrium. And then Neji and them took him away. But same concept. Like your ears are like very important to your balance and your sense of like surrounding and depth perception. What the heck? Speaking of depth perception, what the heck is a shuka? He's using that as like a measurement of distance. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was like, a shaka.
Yeah, I was like, I've never heard of that. That's not metrics.
Let's see.
It's some unit of distance, but it's just weird that they didn't go like meters or something. Or is a shuka
well, it
something?
Can't be shaka.
It's
was it shuka?
I don't know. It's like S-H-U-K. I can't remember. I just remember thinking like, what is that one? And then when he said it again, I was like.
It's some kind of distance of measurement.
Yeah, it
but
is, but.
I have no idea what it is.
I wonder why they threw that in there now.
Yeah. Genya's still kicking. Nezuko's still kicking. Tanjiro was good, but now his eardrums are bursted.
He was
his
busting
foot is gone.
Some fucking caps into that dragon. Genya was busting some caps into that dragon face.
Yeah, he was.
I can't believe how well that thing
and he
works.
Just stopped it.
It works really well against that thing. I mean, it's not destroying it, but it's taking off chunks of its head.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't even have... Does he have an Ichiran sword?
It's like a little dagger.
Okay.
It's shorter than... I guess we found out Marichiro uses a shorter sword, too, apparently. But not as short as Genya's.
And then got the freaking elephant trunk blade.
The whip.
That shit is like... It's probably three times... Maybe four times the length of everybody else's blade.
Shit, I think more
which
than
is
that.
Like that
I think
alone.
More than four. Like, it may be like... Literally, whenever it was fully extended on the dragon, like I feel like that thing was like 40 or 50 blades long. I could be exaggerating.
Yeah,
it was like pretty long, like, because four swords ain't even like Sephiroth's sword. Her shit's like that long, but it's curving all over the freaking place.
Maybe it's like six or seven blades, yeah.
It's long as shit. And I don't know that it has a length or like what the deal is with it right now, or it gets as long as it needs to, or it's kind of a weird power, to be honest.
Yeah.
That it like goes back to normal size. Like, we haven't really seen one like that. Like, her power is like bending metal to, you know what I mean? Doesn't really fit in with all the other skills that we've seen so far from other demon slayers.
Well, I think it's literally her blade is a normal blade. It's just really thin metal, and she has to be very precise with how she swings it to get it to not like snap.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully,
so there's no magic to what
she's
doing.
I know that they said it's like especially, you know, Smith's sword, but still, I'd like to maybe get a little bit of background on what her skill is and how she does it.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't, but I wouldn't mind if they did that, because it is a little bit different of an ability. Like, most people are just like, I have a sword and I have some sort of element on my side. And that's where
it
ends.
Yeah, her element is love, which we all know is a very powerful, very powerful force. All right, so Tanjiro basically is screwed. Like, he would have definitely died had Kanroji not arrived. And
yeah, I just,
after weeks of me asking you, it looks like Kanroji, you were right, and that she was coming to help Tanjiro.
I think I changed tune, though. I think at first, like way, way, way back, I thought maybe she'd end up with Tokito, but then I don't know if I changed my tune. I can't even remember. But yeah, she showed up. They tried to pull the old Eren Yeager on us, like Tanjiro was about to go down in the Titan's mouth.
I know.
But I mean, it doesn't mean anything to us. Like, we know it's plot armor, so it's kind of pointless, but you still got to do it every now and then. Give people the scare.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it counts as a scare, but make the stakes, the artificial stakes, as high as they can be.
You forget that when you're watching a show, though, like plot armor. Like,
no, I always,
when you're
think
like us,
it. As soon as he went,
well,
in the
when
mouth,
you're like
I was
us
like,
and you
straight.
Watch everything as like a, you know, from a skeptical and like reviewing it, I. But most people probably don't watch it and they're like, oh, he's good.
I mean, if you've watched enough, you do. I mean, you just got to know who they're marketing to. Like, they're not going to kill. Like, it would be, like, I can't, not to say you can't kill your main character, like, but it's not Game of Thrones, you know? Like, it's a shonen anime. Yeah. Like, the kids are going to be pissed. You know, most
true.
People aren't grown-ass men who are like, go ahead and kill him.
Yeah, you're right.
But well, I don't have a problem with it. It just doesn't mean anything to me. Like, when he went under, like, the first thing I thought was like, yeah, they're trying to get a reaction out of somebody, but it ain't me.
Yeah, Kanroji cut it close, but she arrives, she cuts up the dragon. Hontengu's like, the fuck? He calls her what does he call her? He calls her like a...
like a ilk.
Oh, I gotta look.
It was like ILK, wasn't it? Like, you ilk woman or something like that. Because I remember thinking, I was like, what is that?
Like a dim woman. Oh, here, let me see. I've got it pulled up. Well, I don't think that it's in here.
He called her something that I didn't even know what it was. Like, the word. They're testing
says,
my vocab this freaking month, or this episode.
Well, in the manga, he doesn't say anything. So... nothing at all. He says, shut your mouth, you tramp. That's all he says.
Called him tramp.
That's
I don't think
says.
That's what he said in the anime, but probably something along
he
those lines.
He did not
lines.
Say that in the anime. Which is another thing I gotta mention. The Gyoko kept calling the Miss Tashira Tokito a brat. And I'm like, that's maybe for the time that was like a huge diss, but nowadays if people are fighting to the death, like, there ain't no way a demon's calling you a brat.
They always do,
like
in all the anime, like anything that's subtitled, they always call people brats. Like, even in Hell's Paradise, they call people brats. Like, they've called Gabby Maru a brat, I'm pretty sure. It's just,
yeah,
it's probably
kids.
It's probably one of those words that just, like, that's the best translation they can do, and it just tends to come up a lot when you're watching subtitles.
Yeah, it's funny when it comes up, like, brat, really? That's what you're going to call me? Okay. But that's really all for this episode. So there's one upper-ranked demon down. Goodbye, Gyoko. You were easily the worst demon we fought to date. Hontengu, we hope that the battle with you Well, we know it's got. There has to be conclusion, either next episode or it's probably going to be episode 11 because Colton was saying it's going to be an hour and 10 minute episode. So next week is probably going to be backstory because the episode is titled "Love Hashira Mitsuri Kanroji." Now, yes, there is only one episode left of Demon Slayer the season, but honestly, we're looking forward to getting back to our roots and doing more casual episodes like we used to. Those are where we just talk about anime in general and not just a weekly show that we have to watch and do notes on. So I am very much looking forward to doing just some more casual stuff. But let's go ahead and wrap it up. We're the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.